This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Over 30,000 Wisconsinites with disabilities require some level of care or support. Most of that is done in person, even during the pandemic. And as Bram Sablesmith reports, that makes people with disabilities particularly dependent on the actions of the broader community.
When the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's Safer at Home order last week, Matt Ford said it was hard not to take it personally.
No one's recognizing the effort that we made as vulnerable people who need caregivers in and out of their homes.
Ford lives in Verona and is quadriplegic following a diving accident back in 1987. His father is his primary caregiver, but Ford still hires workers to help with tasks like running errands, making meals, and using the bathroom. One of those caregivers is Grace Burnett, who's worked with Ford on and off since 2016, when she saw his posting on the UW student job board.
It was like free range quad looking for grocery help or something. I was like, okay, this guy seems funny.
Caregivers are already in short supply in Wisconsin. A recent report found a shortage of over 20,000. And when the pandemic hit, Ford was down to just two. It could have been less if Burnett had gone home to Rice Lake. Instead, she moved into Ford's basement to limit her contact with outsiders.
You know, he only has one other caregiver. I mean, that would be really selfish of me to just say sayonara, I'm going to go quarantine with my family when he needs the help.
Ford knows that sacrifice was made on his behalf, and he worries it could be for naught if the state opens too quickly and the virus spreads through the community.
I mean, I don't want people to go out of business either. You know, I do care about them. I have some empathy towards that. But I also don't want to die.
And Ford was fortunate to have his caregivers stay on. That was not the case for Stacy Ellingen. Cerebral palsy limits her mobility and fine motor skills, and she depends on care workers to live independently in an apartment in Oshkosh. But two of her three workers were nursing students, and when their classes were canceled, they left town, forcing Ellingen to move home with her parents in Fond du Lac. She uses an app on her phone to speak out loud.
I'm fortunate my parents are still able to do my cares, but it's a less than ideal situation for both myself and my parents.
Still, Ellingen feels lucky. The pandemic is threatening to deplete the caregiving workforce even more. If her parents weren't able to help, she says she'd likely need to live in a nursing home.
That's the last place anyone wants to be, especially during a pandemic.
The nationwide shortage of protective gear is also rippling through the disability community. Caregivers are having a hard time competing with hospitals and other providers over masks and gloves. That led Jason Endress to ask his caregivers not to come to his house in Eau Claire. Complications from spina bifida mean Endress has weakened lungs, and knowing that his caregivers work at multiple people's houses, he's not willing to risk having them come to his without proper masks.
There's so much COVID going around that if I can control my own environment, that's what I'm going to do.
So far, Endress says he and his wife, who has cerebral palsy, are managing. But tasks like shopping and cleaning take longer and happen less often. Advocates are calling on caregivers to be prioritized to receive protective gear. If life is going to resume, that's one way to help protect the disability community. But Matt Ford says even then, he can't help but be a little apprehensive.
Before, when everybody was pretty hunkered down, you felt like the people that were coming in were okay. Now there's a little more doubt.
And with the state set to reopen, that's the risk people who depend on in-home care are being asked to shoulder. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.